Back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and owner of Hollow Man Publishing in American May VA. Paul, how are you?
Good. And I'm excited to always excited to welcome Mina Valentine to our show. And she's a new author, but her first book is going to come out very shortly, and she's going to tell us all about that. So welcome, Mina.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And it's soon going to be available for pre-orders. So everyone needs to learn. You're excited. Your website's about to be launched. But tell us the title of the book and some of the premise of it.
Okay. The title is The Marquis Seeks His Muse. And obviously it's about a marquis. And he's kind of a stoic fellow. He has mistresses, but he's never been really serious about anyone. And he sees this woman at the Drury Theater, and she's walking down the aisle, and he has a glimpse of her for about 30 to 60 seconds, and he has to find her, which is a little difficult because nobody knows who she is. So it's an adventure for him to find her, and then the subsequent things that happen as a result of his finding her. So it's kind of, it has a little intrigue to it, but it's certainly a romance novel. It's very much so.
So the marquee finally settling down, if we're not giving it away.
Oh, yeah. She throws him upside down, man. I love these two characters. I just love them. Martin is his name, and Muriel is her name. And she's a little tiny thing, very smart, but says some of the weirdest things just out of the blue. Kind of throws everybody. She's very ethereal. She's cute. I like her.
But the Marquis was surprised by meeting someone like that? He wasn't
he had no idea what she was going to be like. But the fact that she was the way she was just endeared her more to him because of her unique personality, very unique. And she's so beautiful and she doesn't know it. And so when she starts talking to men, particularly, they just stare at her, you know, kind of dumbfounded that she's so pretty. And then she says the oddest things.
Wow. You know, it's something that once you find that person, and that's the goal of a romance novel, right? That absolutely. Everyone's going to find Mr. Right. Or yes. Some people that are reading it are going to find their Mrs. Right. Okay. Yeah. But you never know in that process of the romance. What do you think is the biggest challenge for this character, the Marquis, to finally get his act together in certain ways? Because it seems like he really just, he's a player.
Yeah, he's been a player. And I think there has to be some kind of catalyst that makes someone look at themselves and go, you know, in order for me to have this, there's something within me that's going to have to change. Because he's never been devoted to anyone. You know, he wasn't devoted to his father. His father was abusive. He loved his mother, but she's dead. So, and he didn't have any siblings. He was pretty stoic. He had male friends, very close, four of them, but he didn't ingratiate himself to anyone. He was, you know, I'm a marquis.
So where is the setting of your book?
It's in London. It's in the 1784, 1794, around in there. They're just beginning to have running water in some of the bigger estates. I think there's a street, the west side of London was a fairly new section of London where all the rich people moved. And they were the first to get running water and gas lighting. So it was just beginning.
Sounds cool. Definitely sounds cool and very, very interesting. We don't want to give away. That's the thing. No. That's why we're in this phase we talked about, but there are other characters in the book.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's definitely the three other or the four horsemen are there. You're just not getting that. You just get a taste of them in this one, right?
Right. And so the second book is already finished, and that's about Frederick, and he's the second of the four horsemen, and he falls. And then there's John. He's the third. I haven't started on the fourth one yet, but it's coming.
All right. Wow. Really interesting stuff. And your website soon to be up. We'll be announcing that next week live.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
And that's really exciting good. To take emails and to be able to have those conversations. And your audience keeps growing on all the different social media platforms and lots of romance fans. And cannot wait to see what they have to say. And the best place right now is just to look up Mina Valentine everywhere. And be ready. Mina Valentine, author on Facebook, all different social platforms. And we'll be soon talking about a website to send people to. Appreciate it. And May 1st is your book launch. Okay.
Yes.
Pre-orders are available ASAP. I think by Monday, you should know if their pre-orders are available. Thanks.
Okay, great. Wonderful. I hope everybody will go look.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.